T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Unemployment claims in Illinois have soared because of the pandemic. In fact, they are in uncharted territory. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
So many people had job interruptions because of the COVID-19 crisis. The Illinois Department of Employment Security's website was overwhelmed. Governor Pritzker says online operations had to be moved to a stronger system. The governor says there was a phone line issued, too, because so many people were calling about unemployment benefits.
We had to take non-essential staff and push them up to the front lines to answer phones to make sure we answered any questions. We would like anybody who needs to apply for unemployment, though, to go to the website.
In a 3-day period last week, more than 64,000 people filed jobless claims, 10 times the number during the same time last year. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The mayor of North Suburban Mundelein says he's tested positive for the virus.
Mayor Steve Lentz made the announcement during a remote village board meeting last night.
But given the awful events surrounding the COVID-19 coronavirus, as an elected official, I feel obligated to disclose that over the weekend, I tested positive for this virus. My wife is positive also, and we are both quarantined at home with what I would label as fairly mild symptoms. We're upbeat, of course, but stir crazy like everyone else from being indoors at home for so long.
He said his symptoms started with a scratchy throat. He and his wife, Michelle, are recovering at home. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
You've got to take it seriously because we're not all going to survive. That is a warning from a Chicago resident who is hospitalized with COVID-19. 42-year-old Michael Bain says he believes he was infected when he had a brief encounter with someone at a hospital where his wife works. He tells CBS2 a couple of things have to happen before he can be released.
Well, they think my oxygen levels are good, so I haven't had needed any supplemental yet. The fevers are constant. The two things that they really want to get under control before we talk about leaving are the fevers need to stop, and then I need to be able to stay hydrated. I'm very dehydrated all the time.
He says it's been heartbreaking to be away from his wife and daughter, but he knows he can't have contact with them right now. As the number of commuters continues to drop, the Pace suburban bus service is cutting back. Pace says it's moving to a non-school service on routes that see more passengers during the school year and will not be running service to special events since they've all been canceled. Pace says its regular ridership is down 53%, while its paratransit ridership is down 70%. The executive director of Hassett House in Aurora is living among the homeless during the pandemic. With a shelter-in-place order in effect and a wife who is a cancer survivor, Ryan Dowd decided to make his place of work his home. Dowd says he's seen an unbelievable amount of support for some of Aurora's most vulnerable.
So much that we hear about in the selfishly hoarding stuff and looking out for themselves. And that's just not been my experience at all. I mean, I've just felt surrounded by this community concern for the most vulnerable, which has been, it's been exciting to see, I must say.
He says Hassett House serves more than 250 people on any given night. Residents of a homeless shelter in Oak Park had to move out yesterday after a staff member tested positive for coronavirus. Workers at Housing Forward relocated more than 6 people to vacant units offered by local landlords, also some hotel rooms. The shelter itself is now closed until further notice. The Kane County Flea Market is canceling its April event, something that has never happened before.
It was the little flea market that could and did.
From the Wasco Legion Hall to, the 40-acre fairgrounds.
But there won't be any activity on the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles in April because for the first time ever, the flea market has been canceled. Flea market manager Christopher Robinson tells WBBM, first came the CDC's guidelines regarding large gatherings.
And then it just got spiraled out of control with the governor saying, hey, we're going to shut everything down. So obviously we have a massive amount of people. We can't have them exposed to this stuff, I guess,
So far, the May Kane County Flea Market is scheduled to go on, but Robinson says it's unknown how this virus will play out. so they're monitoring it. In the western suburbs, Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Milwaukee Summerfest is being postponed because of the pandemic. Officials say the event was originally scheduled from June 24th to July 5th. It's now being moved to September. Organizers say the new dates provide the best possible option to deliver the Summerfest experience fans and sponsors have grown to love.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.